Hey, AfterBuzzers. Welcome. This is AfterBuzz TV. There was definitely 50 Shades of Grey. We have two special guests joining us tonight. You don't want to miss it.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro,
you're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz
Oh my god, that came out like a really random time.
I'm loving this music.
It's like boom.
Just right in your face. Hey, After Buzzers, welcome. This is Southern Charm New Orleans After Show. We have two very special guests joining us tonight. But before we get started, I am your host, Maitha Carrillo, and my lovely co-host tonight.
I'm looking extra lovely tonight.
Sure.
I am Charles Connolly, and I wasn't here last week, but I'm back this week. I just got back from Texas, y'all, so good to be back.
Well, I wasn't in Texas. I was just not here last week. I'm Elle Marie, and I'm excited to talk about this episode this week.
And Elle Marie is now our official...
Yes, I'll be joining the panel.
Panelist. And Matt couldn't be here tonight, and I'm sure he's missing out, but we do hope you feel better.
He's probably watching. Hey, Matt.
Hey, Matt. But yeah, like I said, we have two very, very special guests joining us today. So if you guys, drum roll, we have Reagan and Jeff. Hey, guys.
Hi guys.
Hi. Okay, can you guys get are we good? You guys could see. Can you guys hear us?
Yes.
Okay, awesome.
And I said this before the show, y'all do look great. Because I know it's midnight where y'all are. It's crazy.
Yes, I know it's only 10 PM where y'all are.
Technology, technology. It's amazing.
So we definitely appreciate the fact that you guys are here with us today.
Yes.
There was just so much that happened in tonight's episode, and I feel like we're kind of like at Watch What Happens Live, where it's just such an intense episode, and then you have the cast members join you. So I'm very glad that you guys get to kind of clear the air on some things and really hone down on tonight's episode specifically. But before we get started, we kind of want to play a little game with you guys, because... I'm not sure if you guys have ever been down to the West Coast, but there's some slang words that we use here. So if you guys have never been here, I feel like this will give you a great introduction to the Cali life.
No, and I didn't know, Maitha gave me a little preview before the show started. I didn't know any of these, except for like two of them.
Yeah, but you've been living here for like...
7 months.
7 months.
Like pretty new.
So you're fairly new.
We may be out a lot.
Okay. Well, let's see if you're better than me.
Yeah. Okay, so we're just going to get started. So the first word is hella. Do you guys know what hella means?
Hella means.
Yeah. I mean, like extra, like it's...
Yes!
It's hella good,
yeah. Yeah, okay, good. Ding, ding, 1 point. Next one is sig alert.
Sig alert?
Yeah, sig alert.
Like a cigarette?
Yeah, no, definitely
no,
not.
No.
Like S-I-G or C-I-G?
S-I-G-A-L-E-R-T, sig alert.
Oh, I have no idea. I'm just
never
kidding.
Heard of that
one
either.
I don't know either.
Let me school you guys. So, I'm just kidding. A sig alert is basically, you know, here in L.A., there's always so much traffic, and we are so used to just taking a certain freeway to get to home. So if you turn on your Google Maps and you search for how to get to a certain destination, the sig alert will pop up and tell you there's either too much traffic or there's been an accident. So you have to take a different route. Yes. So that's Cali life here in LA.
Yes.
How cool is that?
Yeah. All right. So here goes the next one. What about swap meet?
Swap meet?
Yes. Swap meet.
Like we go and you
trade stuff?
Like for the, it's like a flea market for cars.
Yes, like, correct. Oh wait, did you say for cars?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I mean maybe it's for cars.
Maybe it's for cars. It's kind of like a flea market, yes, but it's for.
I thought it was like for stuff in general. Like you go and like swap things.
Yeah. Okay. That's right. We're gonna give it to you. That's correct.
Cars.
Yeah.
Cars. See, when Maitha first asked me this, I thought she said swamp meat.
Oh, he would know something about that.
Gator meat? Like, what kind of meat we're talking about here?
M-A-T. Okay.
Yeah. And then our last one is coo. Coo. Coo.
Cool.
Like cool.
Yeah, cool. Yeah.
Except it's COO. Cool. That's how we say it here.
We're see, like, everyone really is cool. Everyone's like, too cool here for the L.
Yeah, so. Like we're just gonna leave just the L off.
Silent L.
L's are out. L's are 2017.
Yeah. Nobody uses an L.
Well, okay, so you passed.
Yeah,
officially.
So you guys are passed. Yay! So you guys are welcomed here in LA. No, I'm kidding. You know, let's just jump right into it and get started with this episode. Yeah. Like I said, there was so much that happened. And, you know, one of the huge main focuses was definitely the relationship between both of you. So let's just get started on that. There was so much emotional drama. And I definitely have to say, you guys are so transparent with your relationship that in the entire time we kept on looking at each other and we're like, we feel your pain. Like, we understand exactly what you guys are going through, even if we haven't gone through something similar ourselves.
Yeah.
But the fact that you guys are so transparent and allow, you know, us to see that, it's pretty remarkable of you guys. So definitely applaud your guys' relationship because, as we can see, it's been through its ups and downs.
Yeah, and it's always great, I think. Like, obviously, this is y'all's first time experiencing reality television, unless there's something I don't know about that's in y'all's past, but... it's always great, I think, when people are very vulnerable, like on reality TV, because it just makes it. This episode made me like y'all even more. Not that I didn't like you before, but
no, I'm kidding.
It made me like y'all even more. Was that something you kind of got a sense of when you were watching the episode that like this was a vulnerable side? Were you uncomfortable with it? Was it how did you feel about watching it back?
I think that this was the episode that I was dreading the most. So, I mean, to hear that it was relatable in some sense it makes me really happy because I was terrified to see this. This was one of the most difficult nights of our life, our lives, and especially our married life together. I don't know if you would say, but it just all happened to play out in front of the cameras. So to have to relive that was particularly difficult. But to know that there were like hundreds of thousands and maybe over a million people, likely if it was anything like the last 2 weeks, over a million people watching, that was horrifying. So, I mean, no, it's hard to watch something that was difficult to go through at the time, to go through it again, and then to wonder how people will perceive it. It's tough.
Yeah. I think we can definitely be too transparent, Reagan and I, like for sure. And, you know, we always live life in first person, so you don't ever really relive a situation. You have to go back and watch it. And I know I had a lot of regret because it was like, man, these people really do love me. You know, I saw how much, and I put a lot of people in like a situation, especially with Barry, just with wanting to get out of there. And no one, you know, he turned around, he got in the car and was like, I'm going to come get him no matter what.
Yeah.
So that was like for me to be like, geez, like I was just an asshole that night.
No, like, I mean,
you know, that's just what it was. So,
Jeff, do you feel like the cameras being there probably increase your emotions that night, whether it was anxiety or whatever you were going through? Do you feel like having the camera there, knowing that someone was recording you and people would be watching it later, did that increase your emotions?
I mean, it probably definitely adds to it, but it was just a situation where, you know, I suppressed a lot of emotions, gone through a lot, and it was, I finally had a lot of alcohol on top of it and couldn't express myself. That was the way I did it. Yeah, of course, anything else around you, if it's cameras, if it's a crew, whatever it is, yeah, it's going to add to it for sure.
Yeah. And I know that it's tough, like in the moment, you say we're living in first person. It's tough whenever you're living it to think like what positive could possibly come from this, but really watching it back, it really was great to see vulnerability, and it was so relatable. So I think it was a good moment. I mean, ultimately, in the long run, it might have felt tough at the moment. I mean, I don't want to speak out of turn, but I think ultimately it helped. Do you think?
I mean, it's our lives. Like, it's our lives. Yeah. It's our life, and it happened. And whether cameras were there or not, like, this was going to happen.
Right.
And I think that it's cathartic in a sense we really had to look inside of ourselves and like at our relationship and determine what was really going on, because it wasn't just between us anymore. It was playing out in front of all of these people, and I don't think we'd really let on with our friends. Like, we told them little bits and pieces, like, of things that we're going through, but when all of a sudden it's happening in front of, like, you have, like, an audience, and not, like, the audience we're talking about tonight, like, just an audience of, like, 15 to 20 people, you have to suddenly explain yourself, and when that happens, then you have to, like, explain yourself to yourself, and we've had discussions already that were, I mean, I would say we were really getting down to what we thought was the nitty gritty. And then when you involve all of these other people, you really start to break it down. And mm-hmm. so where it was hard, it was helpful.
Did you feel the need to, like, explain yourselves to your friends? Because I know, like, Reagan, your family has been in that area for a while. Like, did you feel the need to, like, come clean with everybody when the show was airing? Or did you kind of let the shows and the episodes speak for themselves? Like, how were those emotions? Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I think that when we were in a really small area, and so people knew that, you know, we were working on something, but to be honest, I never really feel the need to explain myself to anybody for anything that I do. Yeah. I think that, I don't know, it's not that I'm not being considerate. I just think that I think that things have to play out, and there's a certain timeline that you have to give yourself, and especially a project that you're working on, but my friends and peers and family, they all knew that we were working on something. And to a certain extent, they knew what was happening in our lives, not all of the details that we saw tonight. But, you know, they knew that we were going through some things. And I think that no one's going to be surprised at anything that they see. But at the same time, like, there are really intimate details that we shared that maybe people weren't expecting.
Yeah. And then I think there was also a really great part of this episode was the fact that you're just so patient, mm-hmm. and your patience just reflected out so much. And the fact that, you know, you're in this relationship, you know, you guys are husband and wife, and the way that you guys worked through this situation was, you know, like I said, an eye-opening experience. Mm-hmm. So I just don't think you guys should feel bad in any way or think that something bad came across, because for us as viewers, yeah. I mean, the three of us were watching, and we all pretty much, I can say, feel a little bit of the same thing, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. And, like, you know, Reagan was so patient. That's one thing that we noticed. And I said earlier, this episode made me like y'all so much. And Jeff as well. Like, I was so impressed with how introspective you were. I mean, at the gym, you were really focused on, how can I solve this problem? And I know you were an athlete. I know that that's part of your past. And it was just awesome to see, like, how your mind worked in that situation and how y'all were both, like, focused on, you know, coming up with a solution mm-hmm. for what happened that night. Was that kind of the turning point where you really kind of hunkered down and said, like, I need to solve this problem? I mean, was this something that you had been thinking about in the past?
I think that when you see it through other people's eyes and you start to hear other people's opinions on something that you're living and breathing every day, and it was only between the two of us. And, you know, whereas I was telling Tamika, like, yeah, we're having problems. Yes, we're going through this. Yes, this has happened. She didn't really understand all of it. And I wasn't saying all of it, because some of it's embarrassing, some of it's difficult to talk about, some of it hurts to talk about. And I think that for us, I mean, I can't speak for Jeff, but for me, certainly there were things that I wasn't necessarily, things that I didn't want to tell my friends or discuss. And then all of a sudden that night, like, after the paint party, it was just this, like, perfect storm where it all blew up, and it was out there, whether I liked it or not. And it's something that I had to confront, not just in the moment, but now I'm, you know, I have to confront it again. And I think that it's helpful to look at, you know, I mean, it's hard to be married. It's hard to be in a relationship. It's hard to be really good friends with somebody when you're, like, really letting it all hang out. Mm-hmm. And I think that really looking at yourself and what you've done wrong and how you can move forward and what you can build upon. I mean, I can't say enough for this experience. Like, getting to see it again sucks. It's so embarrassing. It's like, you know, the first time you watch it, you're on pins and needles. And it's,
oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, it's like a roller coaster, like, cringing the entire time. But then you start to be like, oh, my God, I remember how I felt in that moment. And that was so hard. And why did I react this way? Why would I say that? Like, if I didn't feel that way. And I think it really, like, gives you a better understanding of yourself and the people that are, you know, that are around you.
Yeah. And being from the South, I mean, I kind of understand like the whole, I'm from a small town. So everybody knows everything about you. And when you've been in an area for a long time, everything knows everything about you. And it like reflects on your family as well. Mm-hmm. So you're so hyper aware of like everything you do. And you're not just doing it, like, in my opinion, whenever this happens to me back at home, it's like, I'm not just doing it and it's not just falling on me. It like has a ripple effect, and people talking about me is going to be like people talking about my family. And, you know, you're right. It is like kind of cringy whenever you think about some of those things, but, you know, honorable, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally.
There's absolutely, like, in the South, like, there's an entire keeping up appearances.
Yeah, but that doesn't really make you guys real if you're just going to keep up with appearances. So it's definitely worthy.
Like, we're living through, like, you know, stuff, everyday life that people are going through on a regular basis and trying, you know, pretend that things don't go wrong or that you don't have, like, issues as a married couple would just be, it'd be a total lie.
Yeah.
Who's more candid? Do you think, Reagan, you're more candid, or Jeff, are you a little bit more candid about, like, what's going on?
I don't know. Good question. I'm
not going to hold anything back, and I'll be real most of the time. So,
most of the time.
Most.
75% of the time. I'm like, my heart is on my sleeve. That's all I can say. Like, it's hard to hide how I feel, I guess. I might say one thing, but, like, my face tells another story.
I've noticed that, actually, watching the last three episodes. I'm like, your facial expressions give me life. I feel like I get so much more information from that than from your words.
We actually just watched the whole episode on mute, and we know exactly what goes on.
Yeah,
and now she's covered her face.
Yeah,
you wear a heart on your sleeve. Sometimes you run out of a long sleeve shirt.
But I feel like if people want to know a little bit more, right, information, Jeff, you wrote a blog on BravoTV.com. So I guess if they want to get more, they can just go in and kind of read about that,
that
right?
That was great.
Yeah. That was really great.
That was really, they gave me, you know, a couple questions out of the week and, you know, allowed me to really think about it and answer it before. Because most of these episodes we're not watching until you guys are.
Right.
So it's one of these things where you're processing, you're going through it, and you're like, man, you're reliving it.
We read it and I thought it was great and it was really well worded, so bravo,
straight to the point.
So speaking of, like, you know, all of this emotional stuff, we're going to move on to the next big thing, but before we do that, you are officially ingrained into the Southern Charm culture now, so I just have to make sure that y'all are worthy of the Southern Charm brand. So I'm from the South, and I know that y'all are long-standing Southerners, but I'm going to put you on trial. Reagan, I know you know what that means.
Reagan should pass all this.
So I'm going to give y'all some Southern-isms, some Southern sayings, and it's going to be kind of a fill-in-the-blank type of thing. So the first one's going to be easy.
It's not easy. Well, for me, I didn't know
like any of these. That was crazy. You know, Elmarie might know some, but okay, the first one's easy. Bless your blank.
Your heart.
Bless your heart. Right. Bless your heart. Next one, I'll give you some context. So whenever you're telling somebody to wait up, hold your blank.
Hold your horses.
Hold your horses. See, Mitha
had dogs.
No, hold your dogs.
Hold your dogs.
Hold your dogs.
Like, in the hallway.
Right.
That's how little I know. I need to come visit you guys out there in the South.
Really? Okay, so next one. When you're saying that you're going to be somewhere a while or you're going to be doing something for a while, we're going to be here till the blanks come home.
Till the cows come home.
Thank you. See, I'm not crazy. I'm not crazy.
It's really Texas, though. Yeah, these aren't really Texas things you're going to hear in Southern Louisiana.
Okay.
But if you're close enough in Texas,
your heart would be
bless
Louisiana.
Bless your heart Southern.
Bless your heart is all across the South.
Yeah.
Okay, this one might be the most.
Bless your heart.
Do you guys know what lanyap means?
What's that?
No.
Turn the table.
I love this. What's happening?
I know. What is that?
Like something extra. Like if you get a little bit extra, they're like, that's lanyap.
Lanyap.
Lanyap. It's a little bit extra.
What? Where does that come from?
I'm going to write this down.
It's like Cajun French, and it means like a little bit extra. Like the best example is when they accidentally give you too much food, and they're like, oh, that's lagniappe, honey.
Yep.
And you're like, okay. Like, not going to argue about the extra hush puppies, but whatever.
Well, that is amazing. Are there any other,
can
like,
can you give
New
us
Orleans?
One more?
Yeah.
We'll hijack your quiz.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
Yeah, so one more.
One more.
Okay. Well, I have two more.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my bad.
I wanted her to give one more, too. Oh, yeah.
Do you have one more?
Reagan?
Yeah.
One more New Orleans.
Oh, God. I can't think of anything. You might be able to think of something.
Come on, Jeff.
Ooh, come on. Another saying.
Pressure's on.
I don't know. I mean, I can think of, like, Vermont. Like, you just like to, you like to drink and celebrate. So
that's my Gallivant kind of party.
Okay. Gallivant, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That is kind of Southern.
Yeah.
Okay. I have two more. Maybe if I'll think of another one before the end of the show, you can fill us in. This one is the most country podunk one I've had. And it's, if somebody's, like, lying to you, that doesn't amount to a hill of blank.
Oh, my God. A hill of ants? I don't know.
That doesn't amount to a hill of beans.
Oh my God.
Never heard of that one.
I never heard
of
that one.
And on that note, I'm leaving. Yeah. No. Okay, this one you might know. Hill of beans, I know. I don't know what that
is. I should have known that actually now that you say it. I'm embarrassed.
Hill of beans. Okay, next one. You've done pretty good though. If you're like clutching your pearls and you're shocked, heavens to.
Betsy!
Thank you.
Nope, didn't get that one right either.
Nobody knows who Betsy is.
Yeah, I was Betsy?
Maitha was like, who's Betsy?
Yeah, you said the answer and I was like, Betsy, who's Betsy?
I don't know.
Yeah, I haven't heard that one either.
Always the one.
Betsy is always the one. Heavens to her.
Well, heavens to Betsy.
Heavens to Betsy. We're going to move on to the next segment. Y'all are officially ingrained in the Southern Charm. Congratulations. Yay. You passed the quiz.
So, Reagan, I can't stop looking at your jewelry. Your necklace is so cute.
Yes.
We're going to jump right into your jewelry launch party. Yes. A lot happened. Can we just say the arrivals of everyone? John showed up.
All the fashions.
Without a shirt on. So, I have to ask you, Reagan, if you were to rate John's style, because you're like a fashionista, what would you rate it from 1 to 10?
Look, I give John a 10 across the board every time.
Oh, okay.
Sure, I give John a hard time, but John is John, and John wears whatever he wants, whether it's a little or a lot. Like, he can be or shirtless, and, like, he's going to rock it and be confident. And so John is, like, my favorite person in the entire world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looks good. I will never, ever say anything besides that.
Yeah, John wears very little, and well, we enjoy that very much.
What is up with those abs? It looks like he bought them on Amazon or something.
They look photoshopped.
It looks like he painted them. Yeah. Like, I'm bored with this canvas. Let me
paint my own abs.
He should like market that. Like,
Paint
by number. Like, he could really
like a paint by numbers, but another number. So what do you think? What do you think about what he and Jasmine wore to the party?
Jasmine's so sweet. Jasmine's so sweet. I think she's the sweetest thing in the entire world. And if you have a body like that, then show it off.
This isn't a bless her heart moment. Yeah.
I was going to ask the same thing.
I knew you were getting ready to go there. Like, I could, like, smell that coming. I knew you would know. Amazing. I was actually going through, my cousin was there. She's a photographer and she'd taken some pictures. And I was going through the photos of Jasmine and she looks so good. Like, she's like a doll. Like, she's the most beautiful little thing I've ever seen in my life. So, I mean, that leg and, like, her tiny little abs, like, my God. No, not bless her heart. Like, can I be her for a day? I don't know what that feels like to be that little. Like,
oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, there was a lot of her and there was a lot of him and there was a lot of who else did we see?
I wonder what her other leg looks like. Do you think it's wooden?
Kidding.
I said, I wonder what her other leg looks like since we only saw one of her legs.
Oh, no.
No, I'm sure she's sweet. I'm taking your word for it. You're honest. You're
honest. So then we got a little taste of Tamika, right? Meddling into someone else's relationship.
Yeah. Yes.
And she cornered Justin. And so from there, Tamika, man, every episode, she's just getting involved heavily.
She's getting a new name. Her new name is going to be Messy Mika.
Messy Mika.
Not messy.
Well, this at 2 a.m. every day to do the morning news.
True. And a few drinks, and I'm not saying, just seemed a little tipsy that night. And you, when you care for your friends, you are concerned, and sometimes you can be a little, you know, overbearing sometimes with your opinion towards them. Because I understand it. If you're of a certain age, you want your friend to settle down. I get it coming to them, but then sometimes, like, it's a time and a place for everything, though. So I do. Well, in that moment, she was messy, I feel.
Yeah, I mean, I say that a lot. Like, and you'll see that throughout the season. I'm like, there's a time and a place. There's a time and a place. But when you're in, like, we're at the same place all the time. So is there really a time and a place? I mean, it's kind of silly to say that. But also, I mean, I think that, and while it can be frustrating, because it can be frustrating to hear somebody that is so involved and interested in your life, it means they care. Because to have a dismissive friend is to have a shitty friend. Mm-hmm. So when she's like involved, it's because she really wants to get to the bottom of something. And it, you know, it can drive you freaking nuts, but like she cares. And maybe a party is the wrong time to address it, but it's, you know, like I said, we're around these people all the time. So these are our best friends. It's going to come up, whether it's at dinner, at home, on the phone, at coffee, or at a party, like it comes up. Mm-hmm. It's just life.
You guys have a really great balance with your friendship because you're both crazy, but you both make sense at the same time. And seeing you guys just both get drunk together is just, I want to see that every episode. But I mean, for her,
more like on any given day.
Right. I just want to see everybody drunk. No, I'm kidding. But then again, you know, we see her, and then are we going to see more of her being a little bit more intrusive in relationships throughout the season,
or just a little outspoken? Just outspoken.
Tamika, I mean, to know Tamika is to love Tamika, mm-hmm. and she is outspoken, and she is an open book, and I think that, like, any of us, we went through moments where filming was difficult, and I think that there's pressure going on, and things are happening at such a breakneck speed that, like, she was trying to process everything, and I think download from everybody at the same time. So, yeah, absolutely. She's going to be in everybody's business because she likes to be in everybody's business, but not for the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
She's not, like, there to, like, you know, harass you and, like, tell everybody your dirty secrets the next day. Mm-hmm. I mean, she really wants to know so she can, like, fix and get to the bottom of it.
Do you think Gian is a threat in any way?
God, no.
To anybody risk? Okay, good.
just had to clear that up.
It's like, but she keeps on popping up everywhere, and I keep on questioning why is this happening, mm-hmm. and I'm waiting for the next episode for me to kind of get clarity on it.
Us too.
Yeah.
Because I was going to say, Reagan, like, do you feel kind of how Tamika feels a little bit? Like, do you think Gian is like, wants Tamika's life?
I mean, no. I don't know.
Jeff
is like, no.
Like, for me, it's weird because it's just like there's always that person that's kind of like, you know, like
lingering,
kind of like sneak in. Like, and there's always a person, and I don't feel like it's bad or, you know, I don't think that. I think Tamika was just like being Tamika. Like, what is this about? I don't think there's anything super sinister or like interesting, you know. I mean, it's just like that's going on.
Yeah, Tamika's gonna voice her opinion always. She's going to, you know, see how it is, but
it's just, I don't know. I mean, it's weird. Like, I'm watching it back and I'm like, I can't wait to see the next episode.
We can't either.
And, you know, I think that a person like Tamika is my favorite type of person because, like, it's like what you see is what you get, and she's an open book, and there's no kind of facade or veneer, which kind of makes it a little bit easier to navigate when it comes to communicating with them. And I love how you handled the whole, like, Tamika situation at the party. True Southern Belle. I will go back again to say, I like y'all even more this episode.
Yeah.
Really, I do.
This was your episode to shine, you know? Mm-hmm. And not in a bad way, in a good way. Yeah. Like, it was just very clear and transparent.
I just have a quick question for Jeff. Jeff, do you still have the painting? painting
night? Actually,
don't let him tell you what happened to the painting.
I had a friend ask me, he's like, serious, like, true question. Like, I want to buy that painting from you. Oh. And I said,
I burned it. No.
No, I threw it when I came out of the car.
Like a frisbee.
Like a frisbee. Oh, wow. It flew into someone's backyard. I tried to climb and get it.
Really?
Oh, wow. And yeah, I just didn't want to be in someone's backyard, like looking for a painting.
Yeah, I didn't want to be in someone's backyard either. So
legend has it it's still flying like a frisbee somewhere. It just didn't land.
Or had it.
Has there been any other boys' nights since then?
Very few.
Okay. I had to ask.
I love it.
S. Renee on our live chat says, I agree they definitely handle the situation well and were able to come together and handle things for the jewelry line. So there's people agreeing with you. And then we have Matt saying, Reagan is so pretty, sad I'm missing out. So.
I love Matt. He's been fun to like get to know through social media.
He's great.
Okay, so then we also have our segment.
Before we have our segment,
okay,
I wanted to ask Reagan, with a jewelry line, I would love for there to be like a reinvention of the bolo. I'm a Southern man.
Oh, yeah, we should do that, huh?
I would love a bolo, and I have all these bolos
that I would
love to wear. Is that something that's in the works?
No, I hadn't even thought about it, but, you know, when we started to introduce the men's pieces in this last collection, like, we've been going through and adding more and more and thinking what we can do, and, you know, we've thought about, like, the collar pieces and the tie bars, and so bolo is that we need to, yeah. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. I'm here to help. And the men's jewelry line's a great idea, by the way. I think now's the perfect time. Men are, like, definitely more in tune with taking, like, fashion... Not risks. It's not really a risk. Just like going an alternate route. I mean, I'm all down for it.
Yeah, adding a little flavor to it.
Yeah, because in the lapel pins, I noticed that Jeff was wearing it in confessionals before this episode, like with the jewelry launch. And I was looking at it like, wow, that is a nice piece. Like just wondering where it came from. And then to know like that's something you guys created, it's beautiful. Because before I even knew it was yours, it was like, that's an awesome piece.
How do we get some?
Yeah, Reagan, do you want to let us know where we can find all your pieces? And
Everything is on ReaganCharleston.com.
Perfect. And they can buy stuff from there and everything, right?
Oh, everything. And we have 30% off with code Southern Charm right now.
Come on, code Southern Charm.
I know that.
And it's 30% off because that is a little expensive.
ReaganCharleston.com.
.com.
Okay, you know I'm going to be in there looking for the bolos.
Yeah. I'll let you know. I'll name one after you.
Thank you. The Charles.
Do you want to introduce our segment? Because I'm horrible at saying this.
Okay, this segment is a play on words, y'all. Yeah. It's, you know, the
Laissez les bon temps rouler.
Thank you, Reagan. Laissez les bon temps rouler. So we have this segment called Laissez les bon temps cray cray. And what we do is we pull the craziest moment from the episode.
Yeah.
And, yeah, we just talk about what we thought was the craziest moment from the episode.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to kick us off, Elmarie?
For me, mine is stemming a little bit from last week with young John. So he didn't think that he was wrong in anything with that boys' night. I kind of did. And so it was a problem. And I feel like Jasmine also, because she then sat on Tamika's side and they were talking about it. So it goes to him for being kind of still crazy and then bringing his friend and his friend also like chiming in when he wasn't there, wasn't his place. So my cray cray kind of goes to John and his friend.
Oh, you mean when TT got in the way?
Yeah, when TT got in the way.
Let me tell you, I've been a fan of TT, and then I saw this episode, and I'm like, are you kidding
me,
TT? Are you really going on that level? Yeah. It was not pleasant.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. So that's my cray cray moment.
Your cray cray. Mm-hmm. Well, my laissez bon temps cray cray moment, I think, in the best way, is Tamika going in at your jewelry party. I loved that. It was the best thing.
Oh, you stole mine.
Now, cray-cray is not always a bad thing. Cray-cray can be a good thing. And what Tamika did, I think, was worthy of a laissez bon temps cray-cray moment on AfterBuzz TV. So that was my moment. And I love Tamika for it.
Yeah. My laissez bon temps cray-cray moment has got to be Rachel. Because she showed up with a leg brace and heels to your party.
So perfect, though.
Yeah, that was a true champ moment. Like, that's a cray, but in a good cray-cray, not like a bad one, because that sounds like something that I would do. But she totally pulled it off, and she was there for you as a friend. So that was, really great.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. That embodies her entire spirit, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Persistent.
Yeah.
Not a thing. Not even a leg brace.
Nothing to hold her back.
Yeah, I hope we get to see a little bit more of her, because she was like, she looks like a very genuine friend.
Yeah, solid friend, mm-hmm. She looks like.
A lot of Rachel.
Yeah. Final question, Reagan, for you. I noticed that you keep in touch, do you keep in touch with any of the people from Southern Charm? Original Southern Charm?
Well, one of our executive producers is Whitney, so right. Whitney and I, like, go back and forth, and he's amazing, and his mother is so sweet. I just met her recently, right
you
before.
You met her?
Yes.
Oh, we went my God. For her no way.
Yes. And she is every bit as elegant and just refined and Southern and perfect and beautiful.
Oh, I'm so jealous. She is queen.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing else. I think Tamika and I are going to go out to Charleston and go do a weekend at her house.
Oh, so, my God.
I will report back.
Yes.
Please
She's
do.
She's so perfect. She's just unbelievable.
Victoria is amazing.
Naomi Olindo, I met. We just met her randomly in New Orleans one weekend. And we were at the Collins Hotel in St. Charles and ran into each other. And we ended up going to Galatoire's the next day or 2 days later for dinner. And we've just stayed in touch. And it's been really nice because everyone's really welcomed us into this family.
That's awesome.
Love it.
What about you, Jeff? Have you, do you know anyone from the original class?
I know Whitney. I know Patricia. Whitney. I know Naomi. Pretty much met them all at the same time.
Yeah.
That's a great group of people to meet.
Can I be like an honorary member of Southern Charm cast? Can I be like, and it, I'll say heavens to Betsy and bless your heart, and it will amount to a hill of beans if I'm a part of this cast.
We'll have to say that.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us today. We'll definitely close it out by just, you know, letting us know where we can find you and where we can locate you on social media. And if you have, like,
anything else you want to say.
Yeah.
You can find me on Twitter, I'm Reagan Nola. And then on Instagram, Reagan Charleston. Facebook as well.
Instagram, Facebook, I'm Jeff Charleston. And then on Twitter, it's Hefe Charleston.
Because he's a boss.
I noticed that. I was like, Hefe, I love it.
I know. What a little Spanish to that. And then...
Well, yes, you guys, and to you guys, Reagan and Jeff, thank you so much because I know it's late. So thanks again for tuning in with us and being here. And you guys can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at ElMarieTV.
And you can find me on Instagram and Twitter doing Instagram and Twitter things at Charles Connolly. And thank you so much, Jeff and Reagan, for being here. It is late. Yes. Y'all were great.
Thank
y'all
you.
Still look great at 1 a.m. where y'all are. So thank you.
Yeah. And I'm your host, Maitha Creo. You can find me everywhere at Maitha_Creo. And like everyone has said, thank you guys so much for joining us. We will see you guys here next week. Thank you. Bye.
Bye, y'all.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.